What's up, guys? Welcome back to another daily Bible reading snapshot. Today, we're looking at the rise and the fall of King Solomon. What we see here in chapter 10 is that the Queen of Sheba, this famous scene where this foreign queen comes and wants to visit Solomon. She wants to see if everything that Solomon's reputation, everything that he's known by, is really all that good. Let's see if it's even true. And she comes and she says, "It's better than I even thought. Solomon's wisdom is greater. His kingdom is greater. His servants are happier. Everything is going so well for Solomon." And she said, "The half of it wasn't even told me." And she brings all these gifts and all these things. And what is this? This is just another example of God blessing Solomon as he's trusting him. He was giving so much good wisdom because he was trusting God. His relationship with God was good at this point. And we might say, well, that was the rise of Solomon. What was the fall of Solomon? Well, chapter 11, it says that Solomon loved many foreign women. There were a lot of people in his life that he was loving. He was giving his heart away to these ladies that were from other places, and he was marrying multiple wives, which was probably not a good idea. Well, not probably. It definitely was not a good idea, specifically because it's not like he was just marrying, like David married a lot of people, but they were Israelites, right? And even that wasn't so good, and that caused problems in other situations. But David was marrying primarily Israelites. Now we get Solomon, who's marrying all these foreign women who all are trying to tear his heart away from God. Because these foreign women had these other gods that they would serve, and they would go after this god or that god. And it says that because Solomon loved them more than he loved God, his heart was turned after their gods. So we see by the end of his life, he's making idols for false gods. I mean, think about that. That's crazy. He's making idol places, just like, you know, he had just made the temple of the Lord. He's making high places of worship for these other gods by the end of his life. And it says because of that, God raised up adversaries in Solomon's life. That means he had people that opposed him. Just like when David, again, remember David, when he was doing what God wanted, everything was going well. When he sins, problems start to enter the narrative. There are opponents that he has that is not just the people that God is always putting down like Saul, but people in his own house. Now we see people in Solomon's, not his house, but people in Solomon's kingdom and outside of the kingdom that are going to oppose him. First of all, we got Hadad the Edomite. He's an important person that's going to come up later on. He opposes Solomon. He's going to lead a bit of a rebellion. Also, Rezin, who becomes the king of Damascus up in the north, he becomes an enemy of Solomon. And then the third one from his own country, Jeroboam. Jeroboam is an Israelite man, and he's a good, solid, wise, industrious is what he's called, which means he's good at doing hard work. He is serving God in a lot of capacities, specifically as one of the people that's going to be building the things that Solomon was building. He was a good builder. But then it says that God was going to pick him to take the kingdom away from Solomon's family. So we're going to see all these problems start to arise for Solomon. And it all started with his heart turning away from God. That's a helpful warning for us. A lot of problems come into our life, and a lot of reaping what we sow issues come into our life when we turn our heart away from God and we start serving ourselves, because that's what Solomon did. We need to learn from his bad example in today's DBR not to do that. So let's turn to the New Testament here. We just read about the death of Jesus yesterday. We're looking at Luke 24. Now this is the resurrection of Jesus, the empty tomb. It says, early on the first day of the week, so the day after the Sabbath, so this was Sunday, the women appeared at this tomb, and it was empty. There was nothing going on in there. There was no body that they were expecting, but they do see two men who were sitting in dazzling apparel, which these two men are not just two strangers. These are two angels. And they talk to the women and they say, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? You're looking for someone who's alive. Why are you looking in the tomb? You should have known. He's not in the tomb. He's risen." So it says they go and they tell the disciples, but it says some of them just thought it was an idle tale. Which an idle tale is just an exaggeration. It's just a made-up story. Some of them just thought it was a fiction story that these women were making up to feel better. And it says that they're going to find out pretty soon here that it was not an idle tale. It says that there's two men who were walking to the village called Emmaus, One of them was named Cleopas, and we don't have the name of the other one, but they're walking to this village, and as they're walking, Jesus comes walking behind them and starts talking to them about the current events of the day. And the big event was the public execution of Jesus. And as they're having this conversation, we see that Jesus starts to explain from the Bible everything in the Old Testament that pointed towards this. Jesus says, you shouldn't have been surprised that the Christ had to suffer these things. You shouldn't have been shocked. What you should have done is looked at the Old Testament, and you should have seen this and understood this. And it says they went and they ate together, and as they ate, they realized, they recognized, this is Jesus. And once their eyes were open, once they really recognized who Jesus was, he vanished, he disappeared, which was crazy. So these guys say, we got to go tell the disciples. So they walk back to Jerusalem and tell the disciples, and they even start to talk to them and say, he's even seen Simon Peter, which is an interesting story that we don't even really have in the Gospels. We see it mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15 that Jesus appeared specifically to Simon Peter. So this is a really cool scene, and we're going to see tomorrow how Jesus continues to explain things about himself. But the big moral of the story is he explains himself from the Old Testament. And that should remind you, as a reader today, you need the Old Testament. It's not enough for you to just read about the stories of Jesus. You need to understand what the Old Testament says and how the Old Testament points forward to Jesus Christ, which is why I'm glad you're watching this whole thing and you're reading along. So I would encourage you, make sure you read along with the daily Bible reading for the Old and New Testament every day. So that'd be a great application. Make it an everyday practice, not just every once in a while, but every day. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for another daily Bible reading snapshot.